America weekend.
Yum, 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 yum.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Did you know there are foods that are downright terrible for you? Yes, you may be eating one or some of them right now. So before we go all negative and talk about what they are, let's get positive for a moment. And how do we get positive? We get fit. How do we get fit here on the program? Very easily. Time for this week's edition of Fit in a Minute. Here is Lisa Ritchie.
Here's a few tricks to get in a better workout in less time. Up your intensity. The greater the intensity, the better the response. Each strength exercise must be performed to muscle fatigue. Focus on squeezing the muscle through the movement rather than just going through the motions. Try high-intensity interval training for cardio. Work smarter, not harder. 15 different studies have shown that one set to muscle exhaustion is just as effective as multiple sets. Use proper technique. A weight should be raised and lowered in a slow, controlled movement without using momentum. Use the greatest full range of motion. More isn't necessarily better. It's difficult to sustain a high level of activity for long periods of time. Again, use intervals. Make sure you include rest. This is when muscles heal and grow. And finally, multitask. Use movements that hit multiple muscle groups and compound joints to make your workouts more efficient. For example, lunges instead of isolated quad extensions. Remember, quality is more important than quantity. Make every workout count. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Okay, here we go. The worst foods we're all eating. The first on this list, coffee creamers. Uh-oh. In that case, there is a chance that I won't be here to carry you to the top of the hour. Because I drink coffee creamer like it's going out of style. If you are a coffee lover, chances are you might be one of those making a cup in a hurry in the morning, or even on the go. If you do, you may be using one of those instant coffee creamers, the ones that don't require refrigeration. Due to their ease of storage, they contain loads of preservatives and additives that are harmful to you. Use milk or a creamer that needs to be chilled if you're lactose intolerant. Phew! All right, the creamer I was talking about that I drink is the one that's found in your grocer's freezer. Not in the freezer, in your grocer's refrigerator. You know, one of those prepackaged thingamabobbers. One of the flavored ones. The one that they mention here, the powder, I've never liked those. What about you? They seem to have sort of a bland, I don't know, kind of a, just, it's not, there's no taste to it. Does it really add anything to the coffee other than just changing its color? Who would buy those powdered ones? Are you one of those people that's storing food for the coming apocalypse? You need 25 years worth of food stored in your basement now. So that when, I guess, all hell breaks loose in 2037, you'll be able to sit back and enjoy a nice piping hot cup of coffee with your powdered coffee creamer in it. I don't like those, so at least for me, I guess the other ones aren't great for you either. But again, moderation, folks. The next one, margarine. When was the last time you heard the word margarine spoken in any American media? Isn't that such a 1970s term? I can see the commercials, right, back from the 70s. Margarine. Do you use margarine? What about butter? Good old American butter. And the people that don't want to use butter, haven't they kind of moved on to that like olive oil-based spread stuff? That's what we use in our house, and I don't taste the difference, but back to margarine, there have been great strides with margarines and manufacturers making low-fat versions across the globe. But if you're buying the kind in a stick, you're not doing yourself any favors. They have trans fat in them that harms your blood vessels and pack tons of calories per tablespoon. The next one, bacon. You knew that was going to come up on this list, did it not? And since when did the entire world fall in love and just surrender its good sense to bacon once again? Even our own Joanna Pruce here on the program has a best-selling book called Seduced by Bacon. I've never been into bacon. When do you eat bacon? You know what I do? We'll go away on vacation. And we always stay in one of the hotel chains where you get a really nice free breakfast in the morning. And they'll have eggs and they'll have bacon. And I will eat bacon. So maybe between 5 and 7 mornings a year, I will eat bacon. And that would be all. But here's something you never hear. We have leftover bacon if anyone wants any. Bacon is adored by nearly everyone on the planet. It's a darn tasty meat. But is it more harmful than it's worth? It's ridiculously high in sodium and it can increase your chances of heart disease and developing high cholesterol. The next one, artificial sweeteners. These are the worst foods we're all eating. If your goal is to skip the sugar, you may want to do some research before you swap it out for something even worse. Many artificial sweeteners are low in calories and high in additives that cause type 2 diabetes, certain forms of cancer, and even cardiovascular ailments. I've always been a little skittish with some of these artificial sweeteners. You know, if having just a little sugar in your coffee is that bad for you, then just drink the coffee without the sugar. And if that's not going to do it for you, maybe it's time to just move away from the coffee altogether. I don't know. All these crazy sweeteners with these crazy names that I never heard 2 years ago. Are you going to put that into your system? The next one, soda. By now, or as they say in the Midwest, pop, right guys? Hello, Midwest. By now, most of the public is well aware of the damage that drinking soda can do to your body. The convenient drinks that are high in calories, loaded with sugar, and they are horrible on your teeth, and some contain BVO, or brominated vegetable oil, which can result in, get this, skin problems, dementia, how fun, and memory loss. Wow. Let's see. What was the one thing, actually two things about soda? If you're of a certain age, I can remember my mother saying way back when, do you know that if you pour soda on the hood of a car, it'll take the paint right off? Oh, wow, let me have another cup of that now on this hot summer day. The other one, if you were a kid in the late 1970s, do you remember when Pop Rocks came around? They're out there. You just don't see them as much now. You put them in your mouth and the saliva hits them and they makes it feels like there's fireworks going off in your mouth. Why that's enjoyable, I don't know. But do you remember the old, the urban legend that Mikey, the kid from the Life cereals commercial, remember? Let Mikey try it. He'll eat anything. That he combined soda and Pop Rocks and was killed because of it in the late 1970s. Never proven to be true. But if you're between the ages of, let me see, I would say late 30s to mid 50s, you remember that story. The next one, whole milk. A lot of milk drinkers consume whole milk because they prefer the taste of our low-fat or skim milk versions. But as time goes by, they are seeing the health issues it can cause. Whole milk is fattening and can result in clogged arteries rather quickly. Skip it for lower-fat varieties and save your arteries. Okay, we all had to cross this bridge. We went from the whole milk over to the skim to the low-fat or no-mac or no-fat or whatever. And my wife got me off of whole milk. And when I first went from whole milk to fat-free milk, it felt as if I was drinking white water. You could tell the difference. But then after being used to the skim milk, you go back to the whole milk. It's like drinking paint. It's too heavy. And you feel it, and it kind of just overwhelms your Cheerios and whatever you put it in. So I made the change. You can too. The next one, bagels and bread. White breads can be very high in calories and provide the person consuming them to have a lovely energy crash halfway through their day. See that? So if all of a sudden at 3 o'clock you want to take a nap under your desk at work, you can blame that ham and cheese sandwich, and you're not necessarily blaming the ham and cheese now, are you? Instead, go for the whole wheat options whenever possible. Again, I credit my wife. I was a white bread guy, and she put me on the wheat. And I know at first when you eat wheat bread, it feels as if you just picked up a handful of dirt and ate it. But then you get used to it. Then you go back to the white bread and you go, well, I like this for all those years. The next one, those packaged toaster pastries. They were a massive part of the 1980s. They came around in the late 60s. But if you were around in the 80s, they took up half the breakfast aisle in your local supermarket. And they had every flavor, the cherry, the peach, the chocolate, the cinnamon. And it was so easy. You just tear open the little pouch, pop the two of them in your toaster, and about 2 minutes later, there it was. And you would bite into it, and it would be piping hot, but it would be this like weird, sugary, gooey thing in the middle. And then you're halfway through it, and you're wondering, should I even have started this venture? Let's see. It has always been one of the most popular childhood breakfasts for millions of kids still today. They make an easy snack, but let's face it, no one eats the toaster pastries for their nutritional content. They have a great deal of white flour and a lot of sugar. Here's one, microwave popcorn. Tossing popcorn into the microwave is always fun for movie night, but it can actually be more harmful than you ever imagined. The bags have a coating on the interior sides of them that have been noted to cause liver and prostate cancer. Oh, that's great. Lung disease has also been linked to microwavable popcorn. All right, like anything else, let's take all of this with a grain of salt. You can say anything about everything. But I'm more concerned here about the tastes and what the things actually do to you, the food product itself. The biggest problem with microwave popcorn that always enraged me, you follow the directions and half the kernels never pop in the first place. So you can't even get halfway through Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, third week of November, without being upset that your popcorn has left you kind of hanging there. The last one, hot dogs. The ball game food is mostly consumed in America, regardless of how many people seem to know exactly what they're made of. They still love eating them. Hot dogs are processed meat that are fattening and can lead to heart disease and certain cancers. Not to mention, most are made of the bottom of the barrel when it comes to meats. That's not necessarily the case anymore. We will have hot dogs maybe once a month. There's Angus beef hot dogs out there now. Yes, they're a couple of dollars more. I think it's what, where I live, maybe $6, $6.50 for 8 of them. But it is a more nutritious choice if you are going to have hot dogs. They also have the turkey franks and the chicken franks. So you don't have to eat the, you know what I'm talking about, the ones made with all the other things. Just ask Mikey, because he never had the Pop Rocks and he never had the soda at the same time. Somewhere I would imagine Mikey is out there judiciously choosing his bacon and his hot dogs the correct way. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. American
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.